Marlins taking on the Braves. Giancarlo Stanton has 53 home runs on the year. Could he make it to 54 this game? Let's find out. We'll take it to the top of the first. Stanton facing Max Fried.
2-1 pitch. Hit a mile. Left center field. Way out of here. Long home run for Giancarlo Stanton. Solo shot. Deep into the seats in left center. And it's 1-0 Miami.
We talked about him. You can pitch him up and away with a fastball, but you cannot pitch him low, middle, in with a fastball.
Johan drives one toward left. That's well hit. Ozuna back. It is into the Miami bullpen. Boy, did that ball jump. And the Braves get two runs right back. It's 4-2. The pitch is bang. Left side and through for a hit. Here comes Suzuki around third. He'll be waved. Ozuna loads up, missed the cutoff man, and everybody moves up 90 feet, and out. Camargo didn't slide. He might have conceded the play at second base, didn't appear to be running all that hard, and got tagged out standing up at second base.
That was a heads-up play by Anderson, or excuse me, by Ellis.
He's sitting there looking at the ball, smiling.
Freeman hits a shot to right field. Coming over to get it is Stanton. They are not going to stop Peterson from making it to the plate. They are not going to stop Inciarte from making it to third. Freeman comes through. Put another one on the board. We got a tie ball game. It's 5-5.
Line drive left center field. Kemp on the run. He dives. He makes the catch. Yelich just took off and is doubled up. Great grab by Matt Kemp to save a run.
Now that arm side, a little difficult for him.
So here we go. Ball four, that's your ball game. A walk-off walk.
Isn't that amazing? He could have brought in seven infielders, it wouldn't have mattered.
Braves take this one 6-5. Stanton's 54 home runs this year are the most in a season since Jose Bautista, who also hit 54 back in 2010. Adam Conley allows 4 runs on 9 hits through 4 2/3. Max Fried allows 3 earned runs on 6 hits through 3 2/3. Both end up with a no decision. Brian Snitker and the Braves able to win this one 6-5 on a bases loaded walk in the bottom of the ninth. Here's what Snitker had to say about the victory.
That was good. I mean, Zook gets us going again. With a big hit, and Dansby had a tough at bat to draw the walk, and it was a good bunt by Camargo to put the win and run in place. And Lane hit the ball hard. That kid made a great play, really, on his knees to throw that strike there to the plate. It was a really good play.
It'll go on. Probably a footnote at the end of that catch that Matt Kemp made was pretty
big. Yeah. Pretty big. I mean, he went at full bore after it, laid out, and it was a great play.
Camargo made some youthful mistakes out there, but at the same time,
he did, and but he came through, with a big that sacrifice bunt, just a careless one when he didn't slide and probably got a little too casual, out of the box. Really, that's where that play started and went awry. But like I say, they're young, they're going to make mistakes, and they're going to learn from it. And when they make mistakes, they're going to get better.
At the end, it looked like he was looking for the ball or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. He didn't do what he's supposed to do, or he would have been safe.
You mentioned Suzuki, but he had 3 hits, scores 2 runs for you, and just keeps
going. Yeah, it just keeps going. I mean, we get Tyler back, and now we can kind of spread those guys back out and get them in the role that we've established for them, and it's pretty good.
Bullpen really stepped up tonight, beginning with Lucas.
Lucas came in, did a really good job. Really good job. And Biz was good. Sammy was really good. Biz didn't have great command, but he got by. Made some pitches. That's not an easy, group to go through that he had to. And you got to make pitches. And he really did with Zuno, because when those guys like that, the guy's with 100 RBI, I love seeing that guy at second base. So, that's why they got him. So those are really good pitches to get him.
Giancarlo goes yard to start, but you guys are still
aggressive.
Giancarlo goes your heart to start, but you guys are still aggressive against
them. No, I know. It's kind of the competitiveness of the individuals. I mean, everybody knows they see the numbers and all that, but, you know, as a pitcher, I want to get him out. If I'm out there, I want to try and get him out. And you know, there's certain situations I think you have to manage against a guy like that and not let him beat you. But by and large, you know, guys are competitive. And, I mean, if I was a pitcher, I'd want to try and get him out.
That was a tough situation that Sims came in. Speaking of
Giancarlo, with him, it was a really good, tough situation. He did a great job. He's done a fine job for the two situations. We needed him to stretch the game a little bit there, and he did. And he did it was a really good job by Lucas.
When did you know that Markakis might be able to swing?
Right before the game, he had taken some swings, got treatment, took some other swings. I saw him right before I went out and was talking to him and said that he's pain-free and he's ready to go tomorrow. And then it's like, well, what do you think about today? And so he was, you know, down there with his cleats on, ready to go. And then I told him I was going to double switch and use him. But he, you know, he's feeling fine and so it was good.
Be in there tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, he'll be in there tomorrow. He feels good. I mean, they have so many machines and stuff they do back there that they get the blood moving. And as sore as he was a few days ago, he says he feels great right now. Wow. So it's good.
He's probably seen a couple of walk-off walks, but four-pitch walk-off walks?
Now, yeah, I'm seeing. I told TP, I'm not sure I've been a part of one. I've seen them on TV, but I that might be the first that I can remember that I was a part of.
Ender Inciarte able to draw the bases loaded walk in the bottom of the ninth, allowing the Braves to win this one 6-5. Here's what Inciarte had to say.
Yeah, it's pretty fun, you know, pretty fun to win like this. The fans were into the game the whole game, so it feels good to win. I mean, it's been a rough season, but we've been grinding it. We've been playing hard every single day, and this is what we all want to see. I mean, we just want to play hard till the end and hopefully get better, and next year start contending and start making these fans happy.
And I also got to tell you, it didn't look good when Giancarlo hit the that wasn't right for them. Giancarlo hits the home run. They get out to the big league, but you say you keep grinding.
Yeah. Giancarlo did a home run first inning. I mean, and we just came back. We just started playing hard. We don't care if they score a run. We know we have a good offensive team and that we can come back anytime, and that's what we did today. We just came and play hard, and we got the good results at the end.
How about the bullpen? The last six, the seventh, eighth, ninth, scoreless for Sam Freeman, for Jose Ramirez, for Vizcaino, and also you had two and a third innings from Lucas Sims.
They did a great job. They came in and they just gave us quick outs to come back and get the league back at them. So they did a great job. We had a good teamwork today, and we're just happy to take the win and hopefully win tomorrow and take the series.
Max Fried allows three earned runs on six hits through 3 2/3 innings. He would get the no decision. Here's what he had to say about the game.
Felt like I was doing my best to compete out there. Didn't have my curveball tonight, and felt like I was having a hard time putting guys away. So, you know, fortunately for me, teammates picked me up. Had an unbelievable game. You know, Lucas came in, the rest of the bullpen came in, really, really looked good. So, you know, we got the win. So, really, really happy about that. But more, just gonna go out there, try to really refine the curveball, really make sure that I have it for the next outing.
There's no shame in giving up the long ball to Giancarlo, but you came to the dugout and it looked like you're just angry.
I mean, I was just kind of frustrated. I wanted to put that ball. I just, you know, way slow up, and I just left it down, you know, right in the swing path, so made a really good swing on it, and, you know, he's done that a bunch this year, so can't really, you know, hang my head too well.
Another thing interesting, Yelich and Giancarlo, you obviously know from Southern California.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I mean, growing up watching them, it was definitely fun competing against them tonight. Definitely looking forward to the next meeting, though.
R.A. Dickey will take the hill for the Braves on Sunday.